Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Sitting there, our toes all muddy. That first kiss was sweeter than honey. And every time that I look back, I say, man, that was a good day.
Working our way through the issues of the day, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden is here. Working our way, kind of grinding around through a lot of things. The superintendent of the Naval Academy says that he's confident that women who graduate from his school will eventually go on to become Navy commandos. But the military has to change its policy barring them from these jobs. I thought there were a couple of women that just got pushed into or pulled into or introduced into the SEAL system. Wasn't that, you know, like 2-3 weeks ago? A couple of women that went to...
I think they graduated from the Virginia
some training
Academy.
School. Yeah. And doesn't that lead them to becoming SEALs or something?
Apparently not. I don't know.
The equivalent? If you look at these women, there are... And this is not just for the women that are doing this sort of thing, but this tarnished old business about men are supposed to do this and women are supposed to do that. When you were growing up, Jennifer, did your father or your mother try to put you into certain groups? This is for appropriate for young girls, and this is appropriate for young boys.
I did it on my own. I was pretty much all girl.
Really?
No, the only one that would say anything like that is sometimes my grandma would say, oh, you have to act more ladylike. That's not what a lady would do. But that's about as...
Really?
Those two women graduated from the Army Ranger Corps.
And so what are they going to do? And is this the same? The Ranger Corps is about as stringent
they will be Army Rangers.
SEALs. Well, the Rangers are like the SEALs, right?
No, the equivalent? I think if you talk to a SEAL, they might disagree.
Disagree with you?
If you talk to a Ranger, they would probably say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
All right, but the point is that women are gradually getting into these areas.
I don't think that
they
these
are
women can still be on the front line.
Why?
Though.
Why?
I think that there's still a barricade there.
Why? Why is there a barricade?
Because the higher-ups in the military haven't approved it.
And why do they not want to approve it?
You have to ask them.
Oh, okay. So let's... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's put Admiral... We have a gentleman who's a former Admiral. I guess you still refer to Admirals as Admirals, right? Admiral Rick Dobson, who has become a fan of this program.
You carry the moniker for life.
Yes. The Admiral is like governor, I guess, or president, right? You carry that. Admiral Dobson, welcome back to Good Day. How are you doing?
Good day to the Good Day crew.
Yes, the Good Day crew is having a good day so far. So before we talk to you about what's happening in space, let's talk about what goes on in the military and the sort of thinking that would keep women from getting to the highest pinnacle of what men are able to achieve for success. How do you... You were in the Navy for how long?
I was in the United States Navy for 16 years.
Okay. And so in that time, what did you see in terms of encouraging women to go as far as they can or discouraging women to go as far as they can and are capable?
Do you want my military view or my personal view?
Both.
My military view is that I feel that if a person can meet the qualification, they should be advanced. And it should be specifically, if they can't meet the qualification, I don't care if they're male or female, I don't care what race, religion they are, they shouldn't be promoted. Because the military needs the best. If they can qualify, they should be advanced.
Mm-hmm. So that's the same theory we ought to apply to everything in life, isn't it? Whether you're in business or whether you're driving a truck or whether you're a weightlifter or whether you're trying to be a SEAL or whether you want to be an... It doesn't make any difference.
Whether you want to come to this country.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, that's one side. Okay, give us the other side.
My personal view as a Christian, as a man of faith, is that women should not be on the front lines.
Mm-hmm. Because? Why does Christianity, what has that got to do with Christianity got to do with other women?
It's not right to have the mother of our children, the bringers of life, to be on a battlefield that's ringed with death.
Hmm. That's interesting. I hadn't heard it put that way before.
Bam, 20 for you, Doug Steffen.
Well, is that a criticism?
I've never heard that one. Yeah.
The
bringers of life.
Yeah. Why are you taking it that way, Rich?
Because, like you, like me, I wasn't expecting that response, and it's a very thoughtful one.
Yeah, it is. Right. Yep. Okay. So thank you for that perspective. That isn't why you called. You're sort of keeping track of all of our conversation here with regard to space, and I have great interest, as you've been able to figure by listening to the program, in all of these things. I was talking earlier about the situation with Mars and microbial life there and other things, and somebody said that the reality may be that Mars was like Earth and it got ruined, and this is all that's left. What do you make of that? Well, by the way, Admiral Dobson is the chairman of the International Space Agency.
The International Space Agency, I've dedicated 33 years of my life to science and the exploration of space, the frontiers of space. And I will let you know, when I had the founding office for the International Space Agency back in the late 80s, early 90s at Cornell University, Carl Sagan's office was only like three doors down from mine. And we knew way back then that there was liquid water on Mars. As a matter of fact, we had seen the satellite imagery of water geysers that was on Mars, that actually back in the mid and late 80s, there had been, when old Walter Cronkite was still around, they had done a couple programs about these water geysers, and everybody said it wasn't possible because there was no liquid water on Mars. Well, we scientists and those of us who have our nose in the nitty-gritty for years have known there's been liquid water on Mars for a long time now.
So why is it, what's there about the Mars orbiter that brings this to the surface? Is just the opportune moment for it? Why is this being heard now and wasn't heard before when you were saying it?
I believe that it's just a public interest story, that somebody decided that they were going to politically push this. It's just, to me, it's not new. It's something that we in the scientific community have known for a long time.
Right. So where does this lead, Admiral Dobson? Where do we go from here? Knowing now it seems to be practical, common knowledge that there is life on Mars. So what happens next with that information?
Ad Astra to the stars and peace for all mankind. That's where it leads to. Just like the settlers came here to the United States, the New World, as it was referred to in its time, we have the technology. We have literally a million people who have signed up for the one-way mission to Mars. My organization has chaired over 400 classified and secret meetings in Washington, D.C. for 30 years to establish the relationships between the Russian Space Agency, JAXA, which is the Japanese Space Agency, the European Space Agency, and other national space agencies on the planet, to prepare to build the technology, the ships, to carry human life to Mars.
Is that where the private investors, the Bransons of the world, the Musks of the world, the Ellisons of the world, these guys all get together and they fund this? Is that where we're going? The government's not going to fund this, are they?
I'm afraid to crush the multi-million dollar Branson show, but those guys, they're in it for themselves. They're in it for a joyride. Those of us who've been behind the scenes for years, out of sight, out of sound, are the ones that the media should be focusing on. But we don't have an entourage of beautiful women tagging behind us going rah, rah, rah. So we don't make the news.
Really? But you are making, I don't know if this is news, you're certainly making a point and making it well here. And it's kind of optimistic, or am I reading too much Pollyanna into this? Is this, should we be optimistic about having a place to go? And do you agree with what I said in the last half hour, that we're ruining this planet? And we've done a lot. We haven't gotten too far, but Mother Nature is going to push us aside if we continue to harm the planet the way we are. Do you agree with that?
Well, Mother Nature's not going to push us aside. She's going to roll us under, and we're going to be visiting the land with our predecessors called the dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, yeah. So there'll be something else that will survive and thrive here because we can't handle what we're doing. We can't handle. We've become successful. We've used the Earth for profit, and that's okay. It's all right. All these things we have done, but we haven't fed back the way we ought to. We've taken, but we haven't given back. And I think that's kind of where we are.
Well, there are those of us who want to give back.
Yep.
and we're not heard because we don't sell newspapers. The silent majority, you know, the scientists and the grassroots.
My switch thing is too. My little wand, Richie. All right, well, we got the gist of what I just moved my cursor down because.
And it accidentally clipped
him. Just clipped him. Yeah. All right, so anyway, what Admiral Dobson is saying, and I'm sure he'll be back again, is that there are a lot of things with regard to this that we've already known, great things to think about. Where do we go from here? That's the question that I asked to you. That's the ponder here. In the minute and a half or two that we have for commercial time, Jennifer's going to prepare to bring you up to date on the television news. Fear the Walking Dead is getting its own spinoff. Yippee! Woohoo! Or not. 16
a spinoff of the spinoff.
Yeah, right. 16. It's 44 after on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are things tough? Are you about ready to give up? Well, you might want to rethink that. Here's the social science of it. Take your basic everyday kid actor. Think they make it on the first time? Nope. Some estimates suggest they endure 49 theatrical auditions before they're ever offered one job. And what about L. Frank Baum, the author of Wizard of Oz? Nobody would publish his book. Baum and his illustrator paid for the first publishing themselves. And never ever forget J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. 12 publishers rejected the little wizard before one picked it up.
You did it! Congratulations!
So what's the cheap psych trick? There is evidence that we humans tend to give up right before we succeed. So when you think it's time to give up, give it at least one more go, and you may just be surprised at the success of it all. Send me your success story, and if I use it on air, I'll send you a copy of my new book at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green.
Harrison with you. A new 10-year study shows 1 million men and 500,000 women die each year from eating 4 ounces or more of red meat every day, including processed meats like sausage and bologna. Now known as the red meat not only clogs the arteries and boosts blood pressure, but it actually allows cancer cells to sneak through the human immune system. And cooking of most red meat causes cancer-causing chemical reactions between sodium nitrate, a preservative used in meats, and high cooking temperatures like frying. But an even newer twist. Seems it's not just the red meat itself, but the profile for many of the participants who ate higher quantities of red meat. They also smoked, drank a lot, overate, didn't take any vitamins, exercised regularly, or eat much fiber, fruit, or vegetables. Oops. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 4-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black rimmed glasses he sported on the court.
Larry Bird helped Kurt Rambis up. He was decked by 2 Celtics and hit the floor hard, and both benches have emptied.
So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division.
Your boy hustled hard like Rambis for the Lakers.
And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Oh!
There you go.
47
hey,
after the hour.
Everybody.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. You can always tell when he's in the control room.
That's right.
And Ken
Get
Kessler.
Get your truck out, everybody, or right. Driving through.
Donk, donk.
All right, so here's an interesting grab, Jen.
Tell me, Dougie.
There's a media company that is hoping to parlay the popularity of YouTube into shows. They're going through YouTube content to look for pilots. New Form Digital has an incubator program that solicits video shorts from content creators, and they say that if yours is good enough, we'll make a TV show out of it. Mm-hmm. I think that's a
pretty fair, cool, huh?
Yeah.
You think very smart.
Where is it? Yeah, but where has it been used yet? Is there any show that's around this year that may have, excuse me, come from that source?
No, but there's Justin Bieber. Lots of things are discovered on YouTube. And so this isn't a big surprise that they would find concepts for TV shows. But that also brings up, I mean, ideas that are stolen. Your son has been in the TV industry and had ideas stolen without YouTube. Imagine when you're starting to put things up there on YouTube.
Right.
Yep. It opens your intellectual property up for everybody.
Are they talking about shows produced to be seen on YouTube or
no ideas
or broadcast?
No, this is broadcast. They're taking ideas that have been set forward. We all know, I mean, how many things do I have on the YouTube Doug television channel?
Yeah, and there's a lot of web series that are made specifically for that for that platform.
Right.
All right, in other TV news, the spinoff of the spinoff of the spinoff, there was Walking Dead, then there's Fear the Walking Dead. Now there's Fear the Walking Dead Flight 462. It's a 16-part web series that follows a group of passengers aboard a commercial airplane during an early outbreak. Mm-hmm. Viewers will see the plane and the lives of the passengers put in jeopardy once they discover an infected traveler. This will start on October 4th on AMC.com and will then air during two commercial breaks during The Walking Dead Season 6 premiere on October 11th. So check that out if you're a fan. Now, on Dancing with the Stars, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Kim Zolciak-Bierman, she's on she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta, singer of the hit song Tardy for the Party that everybody loves so much. Mm. Well, she was performing on Dancing with the Stars, and then last week she had a TIA. She had a mini stroke and was put in the hospital. Well, she wasn't going to dance, but now Dancing with the Stars has said, look, you don't dance, you have this stroke, we can't let you continue on. Legal team at Dancing with the Stars said no, that the lawyers, they just wouldn't budge on bending the rules. She's off of Dancing with the Stars now. She can no longer dance.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, it's too bad. I mean, gosh, show a little sensitivity, people. She had a stroke.
All right, Stephen ABC. Colbert's.
Oh.
Well, you want to do Stephen Colbert? Go ahead.
Well, I think so. I think it's kind of interesting. People wanting to know how Stephen Colbert is doing in the Late Show spot. Well, his debut
week. Better than
week
David
just,
did, that's for sure.
Yeah, his debut week just added 1.6 million viewers. He edged out Jimmy Fallon, which is huge. Jimmy Fallon's been killing it since he took over at The Tonight Show in the 18 to 34 demo, which is that really important one. So, big victory for Stephen Colbert.
It always happens the first week, though.
Yeah. Well, but it's actually not a bad show, considering it's him
I
and all.
I think we weren't expecting much.
And that Trevor Noah, what happened with him when he showed up?
I think it was a lukewarm response. Right. We'll get some of the
reviews
tomorrow.
You
thought it was good, Kenny? You did?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
A lot of the stuff I've seen was kind of lukewarm online.
51 after on Good Day.